The idea here of vulnerability, what makes a person feel vulnerable? How do you build up those layers so that you're invulnerable like a superhero? Or do you really want to do that at all? Is that a bad idea, trying to get that invulnerable feeling? Is that counterproductive? I want to talk about it to get our week jump started here with the good doc, Dr. John B., Dr. John Brodchill, Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing. I hope you had a happy holiday. Good morning.
Well, I certainly did have a happy holiday. Of course, I go west towards Spring Lake, Grand Haven, so don't run into all that traffic, except for a little bit when coming back.
Yeah, it's a shorter duration, but it's still high volume. Oh boy, we were dealing with it. Everybody and their brother was out there. But you know, that's good. When people are traveling and going places, Doc, it means they're feeling okay about themselves. That they're, you know, maybe the world isn't coming to an end, contrary to popular belief, and they're going to enjoy family time. I think that's all good.
Well, listen, I completely agree. In terms of the issue of vulnerability, that's a character issue. That's something we really all need in the sense of developing ourselves as a full person. Hmm. This doesn't mean being vulnerable where people hurt us and take advantage of us. It just means that we have a person or persons that we can share things with, and we can really let down our hair, so to speak, and really get true, helpful insight into our behaviors, into our outlooks, in a safe way where the person is not going to hurt you, is not going to misuse the information that you're giving. And people that aren't vulnerable, that have a chip on their shoulder, never share anything, these are people that have very difficult lives in the sense that because of that lack of sharing, they can kind of have a loss there because they don't talk to people. They don't always share. They don't always know how they are seen. And I work with people like that. They're perfectionists. They're people that don't trust people that maybe they've been hurt in their youth. They say,
what if there are people who say, Doc, I just mind my own business, and they leave it at that, and that's what they're lying for everything? Because you know people who will say that.
Well, that is true, and I think that's okay. However, if we're really going to develop ourselves and really understand who we are, there really is a need to have a person or persons that we can talk to, we can trust. It can be a spouse, it can be a therapist, it can be a friend, it can be a boss, it can be a coworker, it can be many, many things, a minister. It's I have just found over the years that the Byronic hero, you know, the person who's above it all, doesn't communicate, doesn't share, they're often persons that have a very difficult life. They have trouble in relationships because they're not willing to share and give of themselves. And there are also some of the negative outcomes, of course, of alcoholism, substance abuse, and even suicide.
Right, right.
If you really don't share. So being vulnerable, I think in our society, is seen in a negative way, but if you really interpret it in a good way, it can be a very positive experience for a person to open themselves up, to be willing to get good feedback and information. The point is, if you're put to derision, if someone condemns you, complains, isn't helpful, shares with other people, then that is a bad use of vulnerability. And if that occurs, that can lead to a person being very shy of sharing. That's unfortunate.
Well, you said, you know, these are the people you can open up to and share with. I mean, you mentioned spouse, but I would posit that if you can't open up to your spouse, that there has to be, but you can to other, does that happen? Very, I can't imagine that. I'm just dealing with my own. So I can't imagine that if you're married, you have a healthy marriage if you can't open up to your spouse.
There are many, many they do not.
Wow.
They can put on a facade, but they hide things. They keep whole parts of their personality separate from their spouse. Now, let's also remember that half of marriages end in divorce.
Correct.
Probably
I know.
Half of the other 50% are just that people have learned to accommodate and live with each other. So I'm not trying to give a negative view of being in a very happy marriage, I might add. But as a whole, yes, many people can really hide. I mentioned the Byronic hero, you know, the Lord Byron, the aloof, away from everything, up on the mountain, the lightning, thunder, just only he can be there, no one can understand him. And that type of person really doesn't lead a happy life and doesn't make anyone else happy because they're always guarded, they're calculating, they're not trusting. So we do have to work on trusting, and we do want to work on having a friendship. As I was preparing for our talk today, it brought to my mind Cicero and his great friend Atticus, the Greek that he basically shared all his in his many, many letters that have come down to us, all the intimacies of his personal thoughts right. and feelings. And it's a good thing if you have someone. Like you say, I know you're very close with your wife, so you can talk with her, you can communicate. But if you didn't have that, you didn't have a close friend or someone to talk to, you can imagine the confusion, difficulty, and just trying to sort everything out just yourself and not having that ability yeah. to become a full-rounded, better person. Because when you do share, when you are vulnerable, you're actually opening yourself up to feelings and attitudes that can be very positive and loving that you otherwise would not have.
Well, it would seem like the opposite of that, like you mentioned, there would be a very lonely thing as well. Up on that mountaintop, as you said, the Byronic, it's almost the anti-hero, you know? I mean, and that could be seen as an attractive character too, but it also seems like an infinitely lonely existence.
Well, that's true, and many of our superheroes are like that. You know, if you really look back,
Superman's Fortress of Solitude, he came from another planet. But yeah, no, it's what we imagine as the superhero isn't always somebody who's sharing and open that way. You're right. You're absolutely right.
And so as a person, if you really want to fully develop, you develop by being who you are, but being willing to gather information, sort things out, and have at least a person, hopefully even more, that you can really share and get good feedback and good information yeah. from. I really consider that critical myself, just in terms of how I look at the world. And again, having a spouse and having family and people that can communicate with, it is really a critical thing. And I will guarantee you there are people listening that would, one, question if that's really a good thing to do, if they've been hurt or used in the past,
yeah.
or wish they had someone to talk to, but really have not been able to find someone or willing to open up and have that type of an experience. But it really is it's a wonderful thing if you have someone you can call, you can communicate with, you can share, you can get honest feedback, not hurtful feedback, honest, even if critical, that can help you move forward and be a more successful person.
Well, yeah, and it's you have said it many times, it's like finding another you.
It is finding another you. That is exactly true.
And maybe sometime one that's an improvement and helps you bring up your version of you a little bit. No, I'm serious. It definitely could. But the idea of being, you know, and maybe even knowing in advance that through opening up a little bit, you put yourself at risk. You know that, and you know that through life you may take a scrape or two, but the upshot will be the better for it. You'll have gained more than you've lost.
Well, there's no question. Oh, go ahead, Dave. There's no question. That is really true. And again, we don't want people to mishear that we're saying go out and just go to a bus stop or go to Meijer, Walmart, or something and just start
pour your
opening
guts out.
Up
no,
everything.
No,
it's a person you have.
I've had people do that too, by the way.
Right. That's true. So, you kind of wish you hadn't said how.
Yeah,
are you
doing? How you doing today? Well, if you must ask. No, I know. That's right. The little verbal cues that aren't there. There's a spot in between where we're saying, you know, that maybe this would be the good place to go. I think you're right about that, and that totally makes sense. Our good friend here, Dr. John B. Dr. John, brought you the idea of vulnerability, of opening up, and having somebody that you can, you know, confide to, that you can ask freely, frankly, and all of the things in life that come down the pike. If it's a spouse, you're blessed. If not, you seek it someplace else and hopefully make the right choice there overall. DrJohnB.com is the website, podcast. We'll be there shortly as we get another month underway here. It's always good to talk to you, sir.
Always a pleasure, Dave. Talk to you again. Bye-bye.
All right. This is the Morning Wake Up. Don't go away. When we come back, we're going to visit with John Decker, and John will be at the White House today where there's an announcement expected relatively soon this morning, and this will be a buzzer today, that's for sure. Keep people buzzing. 1320 Morning Wake Up, WILS.